And now we're beginning challah. Mm-hmm. What page, Morty?
3A.
3A.
There's no number associated with that.
Now, today I discovered that I actually do not own an English Gemara, but I'm going to be using my my iPad.
What about here?
No, we don't have any more.
Here, this is it. This
no,
is
no, no, I'm saying I have...
This is not mine. This is the answer.
I have an iPad.
I accidentally left mine at home. There was
That's
one
fine.
Year.
That's fine. I have an iPad.
I know by heart.
You didn't order it up?
I never need it because I have my own at home. I have the big ones.
Right. Yeah.
And I just discovered that I don't have challah. I don't know why I don't have challah.
Mine is at home.
So anyway, so I won't be able to tell you 3A1, 3A2.
Okay, it's okay.
But I will have I will have the numbers.
Okay.
Okay.
It's only one page on 3A.
Rabbi Huda Bar Pazi B'Shem Rabbi Yonason, B'nai Shor B'yachim Rabreikahi. The Rabbi Yishron B'nai Shor B'yachim Rabreikahi. Okay, so he said over that the Mishnah is the Shita of the son of Rabbi Yochanan Breka. What is this? It is the teaching of Rabbi Shmuel, who is the son of Rabbi Yochanan Breka. Okay, let's look at the Brisa. You might think that the Omer could be brought from spelt oats or rye. Now, take a look at number one, because you get to understand what the Gemara is even coming from. You have to look at note one. So the Omer offering has to come from barley. The pasuk says koli, and there's also a word by the makas that says koli. What's the pasuk? Exodus 9:31. This doesn't put it in Hebrew. Okay, it says koli over there. So just like over there, ripe, it's a gzeir shavah, ripe. So that teaches that just like the ripe that was in the hail by Egypt was barley, so the ripe that it says by the Omer is also barley. Okay, so we know, we start off with a fact, with a given, that the Omer is barley, and we know that from that gzeir shavah. So once you know that it's barley, maybe the other species are also kosher for the barley. So the derivatives, right? So maybe that's where the Shavamin is coming from. So we're kind of like coming into the middle here in the Yochol, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Yishami always will do. We'll bring you in the middle, but you got to know the beginning to know where we're coming from. Mm-hmm. So Yochol, Tavim Minakosim Neshival Shul Vashipon, maybe the Omer could be brought from spelt Otzorai, Vidinhu, and you can make a Kavachimer. What's the Kavachimer? Ma'im Hakhitim. Let's make a kavachomer. What about wheat? We know is definitely no good for the carbon omer. What about all the other menachas? Is it good for that? Not only is it good for it, it's a requirement because all the other omers, I'm sorry, all the other menachas, it says the word soles in the pasuk, and when the pasuk says soles, it always means wheat flour. So that's a requirement for the other one. So make a kavachomer. Ma'adach evchitim shekoshru luchshar kol menachas loy koshru luchas ha'imer. And it's not good for the Omer because we know it, barley is a different species than wheat. We know wheat is no good. So kusman vishivas shul v'hashipon shaloi kashu l'shar kol menachas inodin shaloi yikshuru l'minachas ha'omer. So these three, which are not good for the other menachas, surely are not good for the Omer, right? At least wheat was good for the other menachas, but these are not good for any of the menachas, so why would I think it would be kosher at all? That's the kal v'chomer, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Gemara says, no, let's use barley itself as a hochacha. So iron yochichu barley, shall kosher sham menachas, it's not good for any of the other menachas. The kosher menachas omer, but for omer, barley is good. So you can't use that as a hochacha. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good hochacha. Why? I have something that barley is good for that the other ones are not good for. Well, guess what? Sota. What's Minchas Sota made out of?
Barley.
Why? Because she did Maisa Behema. Shall we give her Maisa Behema?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful Rashi over there. Mm-hmm. You can't bring it from there. So we don't have a good thing. Okay. So anyway, the Brisa concludes. Yotzu hachitim and hakosuf. So it comes out, chitim are excluded because the pasuk says explicitly, not explicitly, but with the limud of koli koli, we know it's only barley and not wheat. So that's called min hakosef. That's the pasuk we know wheat is excluded. And kusman shibol shul v'shipon mikal v'chomer. We have the kavachomer that teaches that manach, if wheat is no good, surely the other ones are no good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the brisa that we have from Rabbi Shmuel Benoy Shob Yechon Ben Bereka. So what can we see from that brisa? What can we derive? What can we extract from that brisa that has a relevance to our Gemara? So Rabbi Yossi, Mizbar Safar Rabbi Yehuda Ben Pazi, that without the Kal V'chomer, if it wouldn't have been for the Kal V'chomer that tells me that it's possible, what would I have said? I would have said that it's kosher.
Why? Because it comes
from... Why? Right? Clearly because these species are species of barley. So, ilu man da'omer te'enim shkoros olai, if someone would make a netter and say, oh, black figs are also on me. I can't eat black figs. Shame no multiple bonus. Are you going to say he's not permitted to eat white figs? Of course he's allowed to eat white figs. He only made in his netter an isser on black figs. Elosh chorus omar. He said black ones. Levonus lomar. He didn't say white ones. So there, right, there you go. Now we're in Omid Beis. Vahocha sa'ora aviv omar. Shibola shul aviv lo omar. Here it says ripe barley. It does not say ripe oats. So there's no way oats can be used for Omer unless they're deemed a species of barley, since Rabbi Shmuel is prepared to allow their use, meaning without the Kal V'chomer. We're talking about the Havanya. Since without the Kal V'chomer he was allowing it, you understand the marshal, why they threw in the marshal with the netter? In other words, if the word Sa'ora did not include it, then it would be just like making a netter on black figs and saying that white figs are also because you said black figs, which doesn't make any sense. It's not included. You said black. So when it says what? Sa'orim, it must mean that you can also have these other figs, these other minim as well. Since Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon Breker, was prepared to allow their use, he considers them to be a species of barley. So it follows, this is the key point here, this line of the English. It follows that Rabbi Shmuel is the Tana of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah enumerated five species, and the Gemara is making a basically point here is that the listing of barley in the order of the way it's listed in the Mishnah, it says wheat, barley, oats, spelt rye. So the fact that those follow in the order of the Mishnah, the word barley indicates that they are a type of barley. Not such a great rye, right?
I don't think so.
It says in number three,
mm-hmm,
the primary species of grain are barley, wheat and barley.
Okay.
It stands to reason in the listing of the various species, it followed each primary species with a listing of its subspecies. Accordingly, the three species listed after barley, spelt oats and rye, are assumed to be subspecies of barley.
What about oats, white, wheat?
Wheat is a category by itself. So the Gemara, that's the Gemara at this point was assuming. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it would be a match to say that this Mishnah is coming out like a Rishmo. Mm-hmm. Okay? Okay.
What does the word aviv mean in the
pasuk? It says ripe.
Ripe.
So ira aviv, ripe,
mm-hmm,
barley.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? It's ready to be picked.
So aviv is correlating with the spring.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. I do not remember that word was in the pasuk.
Chaga aviv means the spring.
Uh-huh.
That word is in the
pasuk.
Terrible.
That's the way it goes. Now we're going to see the alternative shot.
Uh-oh.
Baram, Kirabonin, the Rabbanin, however, say, Shloisha Minin Hain. There are three species in the five that we have in the list.
Just three.
There really are only three species in total. Shipon, rye, min kusman is a type of spelt. Shibboleth oats, shibboleth shul oats, min sa'orim, they're a type of barley. So you have chitim is wheat, then you have barley and oats, and then you have rye, spelt and rye. So it's, in their view, there are three primary, right, three primary species, wheat, barley, and spelt. So had the rabbis been the one to teach the Mishnah, each of the subspecies, oats and rye, would have been listed immediately following its primary species. Instead, it listed the five, wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Clearly, the final three are all subspecies of barley. Now, other people say no. Rabban de Kishon Bayan, they wanted to say no. Matinina kamisha minim. Look at the words of the Mishnah. It doesn't say there are five species that are kosher, for that are chayav for challah. It doesn't say that. What are the first words of the Mishnah? Kamisha what? Devarim. There are five things. Five, and so these things don't have necessarily any scientific. We're not listing a scientific category here. We're just listing the five things as they are.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be only three types. It's five things. No, it said five things. Shnei dvarim min echad. Two of the things are of one species, spelt in rye. Shnei dvarim min echad. And the other two things, that's oats and barley. And one is all by itself, which is the chitim. So the Mishnah was not enumerating species. It did not need to list the five in an order of species. In other words, if it's not in an order of species, then we have absolutely no proof whatsoever that this is like Rabbi Shmuel. That's the idea. Tamontina, we learned min bemino. So again, we said that in the Mishnah, we said that that these minim are all mitzarif se'im ze. Remember? The first Mishnah said that all these five minim are mitzarif one min with the other. Yes? Hachitim, ein mitzarifim hakol. Sorry, what's that? Sorry about it. Sorry, over there means seven is below in chapter four. Okay, so let me start again. Our Mishnah said they're all mitzarif with one another. Now we're going to quote the Mishnah from chapter four, which seems to say just the opposite. It says in chapter 4, Ezehu min bemino, what's considered one min with its min, in other words, that can combine for challah, hachitim emetstafinim akol elamakusmin. Wheat only combines with spelt. So arim emetstafinim akol chutzmin achitim. And barley combines with everything except for wheat. So there it's very clear in the Mishnah that not everything combines with each other. And yet Amrisha says everything is mitzarif with each other. What is the truth? Where is tirf going to be good and when is tirf not going to be good? How are you going to resolve this contradiction? Rabbi Yossi Yomar Lo Mistam, he said, without saying it over in the name of anybody, he said it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Tamon Benoshoch, that Mishnah in Perek Dalet where it says they're not mitzarif except in specific cases, that's where you made a barley dough, and you made a wheat dough, and then you touch them together. So that's when you say that they're not mitzarif. That's what it says over here. Tamon benoshok, they're bitten, right? The kan bebolo, what's that?
It's more like mixed, isn't it?
No.
No? It's not just touching, it sounds like it's more like... Nosho.
Nashuk means that when you bake them in the oven, that when you take them out of the oven and you break them apart, they take a little piece off, like we see with our Rosendorf rolls.
Okay.
You break them apart and they bake.
And even before you bake them, they touch, they're sticky, they'll take pieces off each other.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure whether you look at...
The pshat of the Mishnah that we studied is bolul. That's how we understood that it's mixed together.
Yeah, not nine, the phrase bitten refers to the adhesion so strong when the doughs are pulled apart, like Shamsi said. The doughs are pulled apart, then they will stick together. Even if it's
sticky buns.
Yeah, the one dough will take a bite out of the other. Mm-hmm. Yummy. I'm getting hungry over here.
Oh, wow.
For my nice hot roll. Anyway, I saw this also in the Chaim's book last night. I was looking at it. He said that hot bread was something which was healthy in the time of Chazal, but the Teva has changed. And nowadays, hot bread is not healthy. It's the first time I ever saw that. How does he know hot bread's not healthy? I don't agree with that. Anyway, that's what he says.
Where are you up to?
We're almost done here. We're on the bottom of 3B. All right. So, in fact, that's actually, if you remember the same Moshe, he actually said this on the Mishnah. That when does our Mishnah say that it's all mitzarif? That's if you make a dough and mix the ingredients together before you make it into a dough. So you have wheat and barley and smelt and everything together, and you mix that flour together and you make a single dough together, they're all mitzarif. But if it's just noshuch, it is not mitzarif unless it's according to the details of Mishnah of Perek Dalet. Tony Rabchia came. So what?
Where are you?
What do you say?
Where are you up to?
I have a little ladybug here. I'm gonna put her on the screen.
Only if she tells me where you're up to on Gimel Amud Beis.
Gimel
on the
bays, two lines up.
Gimel on the bays on the bottom. Tani Rabchia came. Rabchia learned, V'chulon, all the five species, Shablolon, Tavua, Kamacham, Utsekus, they were mixed together as grain, flour, or dough, Mitzarfos, Nero, Mitzarif. We see as long as they're thoroughly mixed, then they will combine. We're going to go to Daf Dalet since we have a few minutes, yeah?
Sure.
So, Eras, Rashi Isios, if you knead together only the edges of the doughs, what's the law? So the way I see it, it's like you made your little challah, and then you took the ends and you kind of like twisted them together and squeezed them together.
Except the tails are
mixed together. So what's the rule in that case? Do the doughs combine? On Rabbi Yosi, v'hahon noshuch lav kima orasu. Are those that are bitten, aren't they like those edges that are needed? They certainly are, it says here. Ad amarein mitzarif, and you say that it's not mitzarif when it's nashuch, and therefore hachin mitzarif, therefore even when it's kneaded together on the edge, also it's not mitzarif. It's viewed as separate entities. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to ask, we'll keep going, yes? Now we're going to ask a shayla. This din that is mitzarif, one with the other, is that a din d'oraisa? Are we saying that taka, if you have a mixture of the various wheat products, that it's going to be mitzarif on a d'oraisa level?
To take challah?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought for sure it was d'oraisa. The Gemara asked the shayla. Ma'u sheyilku ha'chalosin d'var Torah. What's the law if a non-Kohen eats this challah when it's from a mixture? Does he get malchus, which is the proof? The Rambam, if you ever learn Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam's rule is, in a lot of the mitzvahs, he'll prove that a mitzvah is a mitzvah because he'll bring a proof from a Gemara that says, you're loka. If you do this, you get one malchus. If you do this, you get another malchus. That's his proof that something is a mitzvah de'atzma. That's the way. That's like a standard way of measuring whether something is a mitzvah de'atzma. So the Gemara here is also doing the same thing. Are you going to get malchus if you eat this mixture? Okay.
But that's only a lav. That's not safe.
I'm talking about a lav over here.
Yeah.
Marafolda. Let's look at the language here. Ha'eichel chala hanatzis ha'idei shnei minim, ha'idei blila, ma'o she'iloka ka'al chala gemur dva Torah, o doma enkan chi of chala, rak min rabbanon, de kim adei mustafin dva Torah, enkan shir chala de raisa. So that's the question, okay? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Shmuel, Rabbi Yonah B'Shem Shem Lakish, Ain't like an alchalas in Dvar Torah. Unbelievable. This is like it blew me away when I saw this. According to Rish Lakish, the Mishnah says that it's mitzarif. If it's only drabbanon, but midaraisa they taka don't combine. Okay. Now, I hesitate to go further here, because this is really the whole sugya now begins the next page, and I don't want to take away Avram's thunder. This is Avram Schwartz's daf.
That's it.
But this would be what?
We do chazara tomorrow.
You want me to go right there? I'm happy to go right there.
We have another 7 minutes.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Hello.
That's fine with me.
Whatever.
Let me just, as a hakdama to this. I just want to tell you about a machlokas of Yechon and Rish Lakish about Isser Mavatal Isser. There's a machlokas. Do you hold when you have two Isurim in one Taruvus? So let's say you have Chalev and you have Nevela, and they're mixed together in the Taruvus. So is the Nevela going to be Mavatal the Isser of Chalev? Well, let's say they both have shear. So is one mevatel the other one?
Why?
Because it's let's say it's rov, right? So it's rov the vela, it'll be mevatel the chalev. Or do you say that since it's an isser, so an isser can't be mevatel another isser? So that's a machlokes of Yechon and Rish Lakish.
If that language is the same.
No, nothing to do. I don't think it has to do with that. I don't think so. So the Gemara is going to go through this now. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rav Shimon Lakish Kedatei, Rish Lakish, who says that if you have a taruvus, that is only chayv d'rabbanan, is according to his shita in this inyan. Is palgun? There's a machlokes from Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yaakov. Ha'pigol b'hanoyser shechokhan. If you have pigol and noyser, they were ground up, mixed together. These are both isurim, right? Noyser and pigol, you can't eat them. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Lo bitlu zazeh." They're not mavata one another. So if you eat the mixture, you're going to get malchus. You're going to get two malchus. In fact, for Rabbi Shimon Lakishomer, bitlu zazeh, they are mavata one another. So the Gemara is basically saying like this. I'll tell you the famous Ran in the Darm. You remember the famous Ran in the Darm? He explains this machlokes. He says, "What's the pshat in bitl? Bitl is the pshat that I have something else, which is a different type that makes it min b'she'eno mino, right? Min b'she'eno mino, this is the famous rule. If you have min b'she'eno mino, then it's bottle b'shisha, right? Mm-hmm. If you have min b'mino, then it's not bottle. That's what we should remember. That's a shita. So the pshat is because it's the same type. So how can we mavatal it? So if you have wine, which is yain nesach, and you have other wine, which is kosher, so the wine that's just kosher can't be mavatal, the wine which is nesach, because it's the same min. You know, bitl is when you have something which is not the min and it's mavatal. So now when I have two isurim, I have two ways of looking at it. Is the pshat that I have min b'mino, because this is isur and this is isur, and by virtue of the fact that they're both isur, therefore it's like min b'mino, they're so much alike, right? They are so much alike that they can't be mevatel one another. That's Rabbi Yochanan's position. Or Rish Lakish says, no, I look at the shem ha'isur. One's noiser, one's pigol. They have two different names. And therefore, that's enough to be considered min be'eno mino. Okay? So even though they may, right? That's enough. So now let's just try to make the link here. So Rabbi Rish Lakish is saying like this. If I have a quarter of a kav, there are five quarters of a kav that makes a chiyuv challah. If I have a quarter of a kav of wheat, quarter of a kav of barley, quarter of a kav of spelt, quarter of a right, quarter of a spelt, right? I have all five grains, a quarter of a kav. Total five quarters of a kav. So Rish Lakish says, wait a second. This min of wheat, together with the spelt, will join up together and be mevatel the barley, and the barley will be batel. And then the barley will join up with the spelt and be mevatel the wheat. Since we have different minim, right? This is Rish Lakish's approach. Because he holds Isser are mavata one another. That's what the Gemara is trying to say here. Rish Lakish is kidate, that he's going according to his shita by Isser mavata another Isser. And therefore, you end up, when you have a taruvus of five different types, they're mavata one another, and in Mela you don't have any chi of challah. In Mela, when the Mishnah says that they're mistarif, it means they're mistarif only on the drabbanon level. Mm-hmm. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Wow. Okay. That's a little complicated.
Is that tzirik not dependent on the amount?
I didn't investigate that much. I don't think so. In other words, the Gemara is going to talk about if you had five quarters of a kav of wheat, five quarters of a kav of barley, five quarters. If you had the shear, you know what I'm saying? If you had the shear of challah, and you mistarif all them together, so I have 25 fourths of a kav. How much is that? Four and a
lot.
Six and a quarter. 6 and a quarter kavs altogether, right? So, sit 1 second. 4 into 24.
No.
Oh, sorry. No. 4 into 24. It doesn't go evenly. 4 times 4 times
6. 4 times 6 is 24.
4 times 6 is 24. Sorry, 6 and a quarter. Oh, I'm rusty. Wow, I'm rusty. 6 and a quarter cops. Oh, this is embarrassing.
Public school, that's why I know that.
Oh, gosh. I haven't done my timetables in a long time. 6 and a quarter kops. So I think you're going to see in the next Gemara, you're going to see that even in that case, if it won't be Mistarif, because they're still being Mavatha one another. I'm not 100% sure about it, but I think so. Because what's going to happen is you're going to have a rove of two of the minim. It's the same logic.
It could be too little, it could be too much.
It's the same logic. You're going to have the wheat and the spelt gathered together to be mavatal the barley. And the same thing, the barley and the spelt will mavatal the wheat. It doesn't matter how much. That's why I'm saying it doesn't make a difference what the shear is. If you're asking if you have you're asking a different question. You're asking if you had five quarters of a kav of wheat and you had only one quarter of a kav of barley, so would you be chayav in that case? That's what you're asking. Am I right?
What I'm asking is, min bimino is bubble baro. But by a lav, by an iser, it's normally 60. So I'm not understanding.
We're not talking about 60 here. We're not talking that kind of bittle. No.
In the case of the males, they weren't serif enough. And in the case of when you mix it together, it's too much serif. There's a sweet spot between
Yeah. I mean, this is a tremendous chiddush over here. To say that this whole din sirah from the Mishnah is only a drabbanan, it sure didn't sound like that when you read the Mishnah. But anyway, I'm sure we pass like Rabbi Yochanan in this regard. We always pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Rish Lakish. But, we'll take a look. We'll see. We'll take a look. Okay.
Happy Norfolk.
You guys have a great week. I'm going to miss you all.
So what's the schedule?
Where are you going?
I'm going to Norfolk.